Daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbour. There's a quotation of Socrates, actually quoted by Plato, in which he says, "The unexamined life is not worth living," suggesting that if you don't reflect on your life and your values instead of merely going through the motions, then in an important sense, your life isn't really yours. You're a cog in the machine of the universe. You're a mere animal. Experiences happen to you, for better or worse, and they may trigger some sort of response, but you're not the true agent unless you reflect, unless you examine, unless you look back at your life or what you've been doing and evaluate it. And the way to evaluate it is to see if Christ is working in you. We must test our own work and reason so that we will boast in ourselves alone. And of course, that means that we are to boast only in the work of Christ in us. Later in this same chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." So let's take a brief moment to examine, to evaluate how Christ is working through us. Here are five different questions that you can answer right now just to examine, to evaluate how you're doing. One, when there's conflict in my family or with my friends, my immediate community, do I initiate restoration? Yes or no? Two, when I am wrong, do I quickly apologize and ask for forgiveness? Yes or no? Number three, have I established standards regarding what I will do or not do, or what I will watch and will not watch, and do I stick to these standards? Yes or no? Number four, am I committed to spending regular time reading the Bible, and am I committed to its authority over my life? Yes or no? And finally, number five, have I been deeply convicted by God's word in Scripture at least once in the last 2 months? And when that happened, did I change something about my life? Yes or no? How did you do with the test? You could go back and listen to these questions, but whether you use these questions or not, make sure that you examine your life, that you evaluate how you're doing, and through doing this, bring glory to God. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to my YouTube channel, Good News This Morning. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.